Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Joining me right now, talk a little Major League Baseball. He covers MLB for CBSSports.com. RJ Anderson joining me on CBS Sports Radio. RJ, great to have you on the show. Appreciate you making some time for the show. Red Sox and Astros both finish off sweeps this weekend. Been a strange season so far. Nobody really kind of pulling away with this thing in terms of best record or anything like that. But these two teams are going to play each other each of the next two weekends in Boston and in Houston. Are these the two teams right now that are, if you had to power rank things, maybe not so much based on record, but sort of projecting out, are these the two top dogs right now?
I think you can make a case for either of them. However, you know, I have a preference for Houston out of those two teams. I just think you're looking at an Astros team that, you know, they ranked second in the majors entering today in run differential. And after that, you know, shellacking they gave the Rangers, they rank first now. And you look at their record, they were like 20-10 in their last 30 entering today. And, you know, you look over the roster, and there's just so much talent there and so much depth. Even coming up through the minors, they have a guy named Forrest Whitley, who is one of the top pitching prospects, if not the top pitching prospect in the minors. They brought up Corbin Martin today. They have Kyle Tucker. There's just a lot of talent on that roster and upcoming through that system. So I would say Houston of those two teams is the team to beat.
Yeah, you brought up Corbin Martin. He was brought up today. He, in his first major league appearance, his first major league start, he got the win against the Texas Rangers. And you mentioned Forrest Whitley. I guess coming into the season, RJ, it was that back end of the rotation that was the question mark for Houston, the 3, 4, and 5 spots. How does the possible emergence of Martin, the presence of Whitley as an option, how do you think that affects how Jeff Luhnow ends up looking at the trade deadline when I'm sure there's going to be guys available for the Astros to make a move if they wanted to?
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, anytime you can have internal solutions, that helps take a little pressure off your deadline approach and maybe allows them to focus their efforts elsewhere if they want to. You know, Martin is an interesting prospect. He kind of has gotten overshadowed because of Whitley and because of some of those ever young arms. I mean, Josh James is a name we haven't even mentioned, but last postseason he was all the rage because of his changeup. But Martin has mid rotation or better potential. You're talking about a good fastball, a couple good breaking balls. So, you know, if just one of these guys can emerge and, you know, Peacock maybe pitches a little closer to his peripherals, you're talking about all of a sudden the back end of the rotation being fine. Now, that doesn't mean they won't go out there and try to get a veteran starter, maybe another frontline guy, but it does take some of the burden off Luhnow going into the deadline.
Well, and you mentioned that, and, you know, trade deadline possibilities. Madison Bumgarner chose his 8 teams that he would be on his no trade list. I think it's interesting, and you can kind of see his strategy. They're all contenders. So I guess the rationale there is he doesn't put non-contenders on there because they're not going to trade for him anyways in the last year of his deal. And I guess this gives him more control, I guess, over which contender he could potentially go to. What did you think of his list, and what do you think the market is going to be for Bumgarner as the end of July approaches?
Yeah, I thought it was an interesting strategy on his part. And, you know, normally when we see no trade clauses, no trade lists, we start thinking, oh, he doesn't want to go there. Well, in this case, as you mentioned, this is more of a strategic play because it gives Bumgarner leverage. He can say, no, I don't want to go to this team. I want to go to this team. So he can kind of pick and choose the best situation. Or alternatively, he can try to get more money or perhaps, you know, a long-term deal or whatever he wants, basically, out of the situation at hand. So I thought it was a smart move on his part. I have no issue with it. You know, if you're going to give a guy a no-trade clause, doesn't he deserve to be able to pick his teams wherever he wants to go for whatever reason? And, you know, maybe it's a situation, too, like Adam Jones last year where he decides, I don't really want to go anywhere. I'm going to be a free agent in a few months. Let me just live it out in San Francisco for another few months and then decide from there. But my expectation is that, yes, he'll be shopped around ahead of the deadline, and presuming he's healthy and presuming nothing weird there about him wanting to stay in San Francisco longer, I do expect he'll get traded. I just couldn't tell you where at this point because I think there's too much ground to cover between now and July 31st to really, you know, home in on one or two places that would make a lot of sense for him.
RJ Anderson, CBSSports.com, talking Major League Baseball here on CBS Sports Radio. Another potential solution sitting out there, if you need a starting pitcher, oddly enough, is Dallas Keuchel, who's had a lot of success over the last 4 years, and yet he's sitting at home still. There was an interview that, Keuchel did, I believe, over the past week or so, RJ, where he talked about trying to make a statement for not just him, but a bigger picture thing where he feels like he's been mistreated by the market, and he's doing it because he doesn't want other players going forward to... I kind of sounded like a martyr almost in this whole thing. Your general thoughts, I guess, on not only Keuchel's frame of mind, but also how that market's going to shape up here over the next few weeks.
Yeah, I'll start with the second part first, and I anticipate he'll be signed right after the draft passes. That way, whichever team signs him doesn't have to worry about draft pick compensation. Now, you know, with regards to the first part, I think it's actually a pretty cool thing that he's doing here because, you know, the union is in for a very big fight in the coming years. And what Keuchel is basically saying is, you know, this is bigger than me. And, you know, he mentioned that Scott Boras, his agent, has advised him to take a couple of deals over the past few months. And he's decided, no, I'm going to stick it out. I'm going to, you know, basically try to get mine, but also prove a point. And if you think back to the last big labor strife, you know, the union had guys like David Cone and Tom Glavin really helping to hold the line. And there's been a lot of talk about, you know, is this group of players, are they going to have leaders like that? And Keuchel is, you know, seemingly positioning himself as someone like that. Now, you know, you don't have to look too far to his former Astros teammate, Justin Verlander, to see another veteran pitcher who might also presume a role like that. But if the union is going to, you know, really go out and fight for what they need to fight for in these next CBA talks, they need people like Keuchel to look at the bigger picture and not just take for granted what all these past players did to get them in this position.
But is Keuchel right about this, RJ, in that he seems like, the way I read Keuchel, it's almost like he feels like he's being mistreated or treated unfairly in some way by the market. Is that the case, or is it just that the market has changed on the type of pitcher that Dallas Keuchel is?
It's probably a little bit of both, you know. Yeah. Keuchel is a mid-rotation starter, maybe a little bit better depending on your perception of his ability. But at the same time, you know, he's caught an era where teams really don't value his style. And what I mean by that is that he is not a high-spin, high-velocity pitcher. He's a low-spin, low-velocity pitcher, a sinker baller who really has to live on command and sequencing and, you know, hitting his spots and all that, whereas teams nowadays, they want guys who can pitch up in the zone with 95-plus. So maybe in his mind, that even makes him more of a, you know, a guy who's kind of been scorned by the league. But, you know, what he's saying about his value is true. You know, if you think he's a three-win pitcher and you use some of these rough estimates or, you know, a two-win pitcher, whatever, you know, he's probably worth $16-plus million a year, and it doesn't seem like anyone is willing to give him that, and you question why. And, you know, you can point to the spin stuff, you can point to the velocity and say, well, you know, we don't feel too confident about him going forward. But at the same time, the guy has gotten results repeatedly over the years, and that has to count for something.
RJ Anderson, CBSSports.com, joining me. RJ, last one before I let you go. The other pitcher that's still sitting out there who's very well accomplished a lot of things over the last few years, is closer Craig Kimbrel. How do you think things wind up in his market?
Basically the same thing. He'll sign once draft pick competition goes away, but it's really laughable that he's still out there because he does have, you know, the spin rate and the velocity and a track record. I mean, we're talking about the all-time leader in saves to an age 30 season, and it's just a complete joke that he hasn't been signed because the arguments used against him just don't stand up when you look at the deals given to guys like Joe Kelly, who aren't as good, who are basically similar in age. And they just can't hold a candle to Kimbrel. And it's unfortunate that he's gotten caught up in this, but that's baseball for you in 2019.
Yep, no doubt. RJ Anderson, CBSSports.com. RJ, appreciate you making time on a Sunday evening, my man. Thank you very much.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.